problem. Let's talk to Jonathan Stiano, who's a consultant plastic surgeon and member of BAPS, the British Association of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons. Morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Does he have a point, then? Is it out of control? Is it out of hand? Is it a problem?
Well, I think he has a point in that I think most people would agree that these sorts of treatments shouldn't necessarily be funded on the NHS. But I don't know if there's going to be significant saving, because in my experience, that's already happened. I think we're not allowed to do procedures purely for cosmetic reasons on the NHS anymore. So there has to be a functional reason to do the procedure. So the cases that are mentioned, I'm not sure whether they would actually be allowed to do in the NHS nowadays.
And how easy is that to blur as a line, Jonathan? I just wonder, you know, could somebody in your position say, oh, I'm doing this surgery, the severe mental anguish that it gives the patient, and so therefore it is a valid thing to do? Is it easy to blur that line?
That's a great question. I mean, all I can say is, we have to work with, this is quite clear that psychological issues are not a reason for surgery. They used to be.
Right.
It used to be the case that you could have a breast augmentation or this sort of procedure on psychological grounds. But it's quite clear that that's no longer the case. And now there has to be a functional aspect to the condition. So there has to be a problem, for instance, someone with very large breasts, which are called significant functional problems with back pain, neck pain, rashes, infections, these sorts of things, not purely for cosmetic ground.
But again, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? I'm not suggesting that consultant surgeons like yourself do it, but if I was a patient and I was, you know, female and had a large breast that I wanted reducing, I'm hardly likely to present to you and say, well, I'd like these because, you know, I'm having trouble finding clothes to fit. I'll say, oh, my back, oh, it's terrible. And yeah, you'll find the patient will then be the one who makes the symptoms fit, get the treatment. I mean, obviously, with an enlargement, that would be harder to pull off, I would have thought. But I guess that could happen, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we rely a lot on what the patients tell us, and we have to sort of believe what the patients tell us. But having said that, I mean, I think that there is often something that you can see. I mean, for breast implants, for instance, putting breast implants in, all I can tell is my experience and the trust that I worked in and the guidelines in our trust. I think it's nationwide, but who knows how other people are working. But for me, the indications for putting breast implants in would be for someone who's had cancer,
right,
for reconstruction, for someone who's got a significant asymmetry, significantly bigger than the other.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have it, but I'm saying, isn't that for cosmetic reasons? If you've had cancer and you're doing a breast reconstruction, is what Jeremy Hunt's talking about, that shouldn't happen?
No, I think reconstruction is not included in what he's talking about, and I think it's widely accepted that on the face of it, is it cosmetic? Well, yes, it's cosmetic, but I think when you talk about reconstructive surgery, when you talk about someone who's had a breast removed and you're reconstructing that breast, I think it tends to be taken out of the cosmetic argument. So I think most people accept that reconstruction is separate to a breast augmentation,
sure,
in someone who's got a breast who's having that enhanced.
I don't think you get much
on the face of it. You could make the argument, but it's not really talked of in the same way.
No, I don't think you get much argument with the general public in that one. As a final point, do you worry professionally that you know he's making you the plastic surgery police in a way? Is that a worry? Is that a concern that you're the ones who are having to police this?
What really worries me is the sort of bad press that plastic surgery and cosmetic surgery seems to get. It's unnecessary surgery, and what people do, you should be doing sort of more worthwhile things. And so I think that's the sort of thing that does worry me, that people perceive that what we do is unnecessary, because they see these high profile cases of women with enormous breasts or people who perhaps didn't need the surgery. I mean, I think the vast majority of people who are having this sort of procedure are not those people. They wouldn't get a paper report about them because they're just normal mums and normal people who've lost volume in their breasts or never had volumes or got asymmetries. So that's the problem. I think the point that he's making about not doing these sorts of procedures on the NHS, I think most plastic surgeons, we live in the society, we pay our taxes, we realise that there are problems with the NHS. And we don't, and most of us would agree with him. We think, yeah, we don't think these unnecessary procedures should be done on the NHS.
So Jonathan, I've got to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning. Jonathan Stiano, who's a consultant plastic surgeon, joining us.